This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. I guess that's my cue. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us. Hey, Bert. You know, I was mentioning at the end of last hour with Greg about paint. And Rust-Oleum, you know, you can get the red and the green, the yellow and the black and the gray and the white. But they also have, in the same size quart cans, you can have custom tinted to match your sample. So, for example, I had this Generac generator that I wanted to prevent the rust from spreading. So I used a scraper, got the rust off it, used a wire brush to get down to, you know, get the loose rust off it. Then I used carburetor cleaner on a paper towel, and I got the grease off it, and I painted it with this custom tinted paint from Menards, Rust-Oleum, you know, metal enamel, and it's perfect. And I'm thinking, the reason I'm mentioning this is if a person has an old car, you know, and you don't want to spend the, you know, $500 to have a paint shop do it, and you know, and if you'd like it to sort of match, or actually the color would match, you can use this Rust-Oleum and have it custom made to your color. They can't do metallic paints, but what a great way to go! So if around the farm, it's perfect.
Was it spray or $15?
No, brush on.
Brush on. Okay.
Brush on. Yeah, and so what I use is something called a chip, C-H-I-P, brush. And a chip brush is something that if you have a lathe and you're working with metal and you just kind of wipe away, you know, the little slivers of metal and little, you know, grinded off pieces of metal, you know, to whisk away little chips. And chip brushes, you can get them for like 30 cents a piece if you buy, you know, maybe 30 of them in a box. So, and the good thing about them is, you know, if you want to preserve them for a short while, you can wrap the enamel type brush or oil based brush in like a saran wrap, put it in the freezer, and then you can take it out, thaw it out, and use it later. Sometimes that really works, but some, you know, if you keep it in there too long, like a year, it won't work. But you know, for a couple of weeks, it works fine. You can do the same thing with rollers, you know, paint rollers. But this is, you know, for $15, you can have paint that matches. And brush on. So I use the chip brushes because they're inexpensive, and if it would cost more to clean them than it would to discard them. I don't just like discarding anything, but so last night I used the paint and I used a Q-tip. I used the Q-tip for a brush, and it worked great.
A Q-tip probably took you about 20 hours.
Well, no, it was only maybe 12 square inches, that kind of thing. It wasn't very big. Small spot.
Oh, okay. Okay. Not the whole thing.
No, no. It's not like I was painting a car with a Q-tip. No.
Yeah.
No, I'd use a chip brush for that, a one-inch chip brush. It would take me a couple of weeks. But no, I just wanted to let the class know that you can get custom metal paint, oil-based, Rust-Oleum, world-class, custom tinted, and doesn't cost any more. It's the same price as, you know, the regular colors. And they also, you know, if you have a John Deere green, you want to paint that, you know, touch up your tractor or your implement, they've got John Deere green, they've got John Deere yellow, they've got International Harvester, you know, red. They probably have Ford blue, too. So just a thought. So what do you have on today's syllabus, Bert?
big news week. We have, you know what? Let me just start out with what someone just sent me. We talk all the time about Teslas, and we talk about all the problems people are having, and there are serious problems now, Vince, in the cold with charging them and trying to figure out how to get any type of range out of them in the cold, because you got the problem with the battery having less output when it's cold. And then the real problem is if it's too cold, you can't charge it. There's actually a heater in the battery to allow it to work when it's cold. But if you're out of juice and the heater doesn't work, you can't heat the battery to get the charging started. You know, if you can get the charging started, the battery will self-heat just through the charging. But anyway, Vince, news just sent to me that, and this might warm your heart, Vince, something good from a Tesla. It turns out that the video cameras in the Teslas are able to detect ghosts, because it's documented a Tesla owner who also worked for the company was with his friends driving through a graveyard. Don't ask me why they were there. It could have been to, you know, visit a past relative. But they detected ghosts on their screen walking around the graveyard. In other words, they looked out the window, nobody there, looked on the screen, there were people walking. Vince, it's a true news story. It's in posted in newspapers here. UK picked it up in Bristol Post. And it's, well, Vince, you know, it's something good from a Tesla, I guess, if they can detect past souls.
You know, I've been wanting to buy a Tesla for a long time, and that gives me just enough reason to do it, right?
Well, you did say there's some history on the farm, and some Civil War battles, and the Trail of Tears, and who knows what it might pick up on the electronic screen.
So I can get my new Tesla and just kind of drive around the farm with it, right? See what we find?
You got to keep it charged, though. So you probably have to put in some level 2 chargers around the farm.
Yeah. You know, I think what I'd have to do is go to the salvage yard and get some Chevrolet emblems, you know, and scrape off the Tesla emblems, because our neighbors would be furious with me if they saw me riding around with a Tesla. Because we hardly have enough electricity here to keep the refrigerators going.
Well, Vince, if that's not enough, you might have heard that California now is asking the automakers to put in a device that will automatically limit any new car sold in the state to go no higher than 10 miles an hour over the speed limit. Now, don't ask me how the car is going to be smart enough to know what the speed limit is at any given point, right? Because they could be driving on the freeway. They could be driving in a school district. They could be driving in another state where there is no speed limit, or where the speed limit might be, some of the western highways. It's in the 70s. So don't ask me how it's going to work. I don't know yet. I assume.
Well, you do know, Bert. You do know.
I know the governor. I know how the, I do know. I do know technically how they can do it in the car, but I don't know how they're going to know what to do it to.
What do you mean?
In other words,
GPS. GPS will let you see.
How accurate is that, Ben?
Well, I can tell you this. I've seen someone in the passenger seat of a vehicle that we own look at a cell phone, and it will say what the speed limit is. And it will tell them if they're exceeding the speed limit. And I have an old Garmin, because I don't have a cell phone. I do have a Garmin GPS, because you can't get maps anymore. I think all the map companies quit. So if you want to know where you're going, you can get a TomTom or Garmin GPS, and it will tell you what the speed limit is. And if you go half a mile an hour above that amount, the indicator will turn to red, letting you know you're exceeding the speed limit. And if you back down a half a mile an hour, it will tell you that you're within the speed limit.
Okay. And let's say I drove one of these cars over to the Finelli farm, what would it be limiting me to?
Oh, well, the speed limit, believe it or not, you know, that's really crazy. And you've got an excellent point, because roads that are marked have speed limits, and the roads that are unmarked are said to be, at least in Missouri, 55 miles an hour. Okay, so 55 miles an hour if there's no sign. Well, we live on a dirt road, and if you go 55 miles an hour, you're insane. I mean, you're going to bottom out. You're going to end up losing control of the vehicle because it's a dirt road, not gravel. It's one level below gravel. It's dirt. And so if you're saying 55 miles an hour because it's not posted as a speed limit, 10 miles an hour above that, 65, that's insane, you know. Animals are going to be killed in the road because, heck, they can't get out of the way fast enough. We've got fox, we've got squirrels, we've got rabbits, we've got dogs sometimes, cats. You know, they're out there hunting and looking for food. I'm talking about, you know, wild animals out there, too. So I think it's, I don't know. I guess it's, you know what, it sounds to me like the governor or his handlers are saying that people are driving too fast. And we're gonna slow those buggers down. And I think people are driving too fast. And I think they're driving distracted. And I think that we should have anyone who is driving while on the cell phone or using a cell phone while they're driving should automatically get an instant via the cell phone fine of $1,000. Driving with a cell phone and you're moving, $1,000 fine. Now, some people would say, what about the passenger? Well, okay, so if you want to use a cell phone, pull over. Then use the cell phone. But use the cell phone when you're moving. There are too many crashes, too many people dying, too much damage to cars, too much junk piling up in the landfills because of these crashes of inattentive drivers. $1,000 fine. And then progressively have it higher and higher and higher. And ultimately, I mean, three strikes and you go to jail. There's no reason why people should be playing games, looking at videos, watching movies, looking at maps while they're driving. As a matter of fact, having a center screen in between the driver's seat and the passenger seat where people are looking at that to find out where they're supposed to be going instead of looking through the front windshield to make sure they don't hit anything, that's distracting too. And the automobile manufacturers are getting away with this.
You know, it used to be you could buy a TV to go into the, you know, they have standard size inserts in the dashboard for a lot of cars, or at least they used to. And you used to be able to buy a TV that would plug in there and a screen would come out. And they stopped doing that because the drivers were looking or watching TV. You can get it for the back seat still. Vince, you're not in favor of building the cars with the speed governor, though, are you?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
You are? Okay.
Bert, yeah, I am. I am. I'll tell you why. Here at our farm, we have a collection of automobiles. You've seen some of them.
Yeah.
We have a Mercedes-Benz V12. I have two V12 Mercedes-Benz. They're old. They will go 197 miles an hour. What is the reason for that? We bought them used. We've never done that. You know, we don't go above the speed limit. So we've probably hit 70 miles an hour when it's 70 mile an hour speed limit. That's about it. Nobody needs to go 197 miles an hour. Nobody.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com. or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Virtuous, and Bert, I'm being very serious. I don't think cars need to go as fast as they can go. I sold it a couple of years ago. We had a 1986 and a half Porsche 928. That was their supercar. We bought it used for about $5,000, actually $5,050. And it had been on the Virginia International Raceway. It was clocked at about 168 miles an hour. It's a street car, 168 miles an hour Porsche V8, and pretty darn fast. And nobody needs to go that fast. We still have an antique Ferrari here, 1980 model. 8-0, and it's a 308. If you've seen Magnum PI, you've seen this car. It allegedly, theoretically, can go 164 miles an hour. Nobody needs to do that either. Now, I've had that Porsche 928 up to 70 miles an hour, and I've had the Ferrari up to 70 miles an hour. And frankly, going faster than that is suicide. It's not necessary. Nobody needs to do it because other people are obeying the speed limit. And when I did it, it was the speed limit. And I got to tell you, a Ferrari is a real dangerous car. I don't care what anybody says. That's why it sits in the garage, because I'm afraid to take it out because of these nuts with these pushed out big, massive pickup trucks. If they slam into me, they'll run over me. So to me, it's like, I don't know, it's like a 3,200-pound paperweight. It's crazy to take it out. Bert, don't you have a lot of crashes in California with people doing stupid things, going too fast?
All the time. So Vince, are you also suggesting the racetrack should have speed governors, like the Grand Prix, be limited to 70 miles per hour?
Well, they do. Actually, they do have speed restrictions, and here's how they do it. They do it a little differently. They say well, they used to. I don't know if they still do. But they would have throttle plates in the engines that would allow a maximum airflow, you know, cubic feet per minute at sea level. And so y'all can do, you know, modify the engines, you know, within limits. But you can only use so much air. And that was the limiting factor because people were crashing and killing others. I mean, Bert, I was at a race at Watkins Glen, and I saw one of these cars go under the guardrail on a curve. I was there. The car went under the guardrail, and the helmet went over the guardrail with the driver's head in the helmet. Two body bags, one for the body and one for the head. No kidding. I mean, this was in the 70s.
Yeah.
You weren't there that day, right?
I was not there that day. I know IndyCars have rev limiters on the engines, and that so it's not technically a speed limit, but it's they do limit the revs. It's a pretty high number because they're racing engines.
Yeah. And so what happens on the racetrack is that the guys who design and drive and modify vehicles are experimenting and testing empirically how well, you know, tweaks, modifications work. And ultimately, those modifications end up in the production line. So it's the guys who are on the racetrack, you know, trying these things. And I've been on the racetrack. I built a race car. I still have it. AMX 19. You've been in it. That blue and white, blue with the white stripe.
Yeah.
1968 AMX. I think you've probably even seen me race it, right?
I'm not sure. We used to go to the drag track. I'm not sure if you brought that over to the drag strip or not.
Yeah. Well, I'd have to because that's all I had.
but you're right. You're right, Vince, that a lot of the technology that we have in everyday cars does come out of racing. And that's been, you know, a lot of innovations and different things we take for granted now in cars. They came out of racetracks, whether it be stock cars or Indy cars or, you know, other race cars.
And just like some of the innovations that you developed on the bench, I was sitting right next to you. Some of those innovations have made it to the marketplace as well. I mean, just you and Andy Gibbs, USA Prepares instructor as well, and I sitting on the bench testing out, you know, the latest designs. They've made it to the marketplace too.
Yeah.
You know, three guys in a loft. That's what we were, three guys in a loft.
Yeah.
And the big guys stole our designs.
Concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity? This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Despite a Supreme Court ruling granting federal agents the authority to remove it, the Texas National Guard persists in adding more razor wire along the border near Eagle Pass. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas expressing support for this action.
I'm proud of the great state of Texas. Step it up in defending our state from invasion.
Louisiana's governor offering his support as well. In a video posted to ex-Governor Jeff Landry,
we support legal, not illegal, immigration.
Texas and the White House have been at odds over who holds sway on the U.S.-Mexico border. In a statement, Governor Greg Abbott asserts that Texas holds constitutional authority to defend and protect its borders. Defense attorneys are resting their case in former President Donald Trump's defamation damages trial in New York. Trump did return to the courtroom Thursday to testify in his defense. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something happening.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day. Oh, God, you're
take my... When you go to DC, for 2 seconds, don't you?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Bert, I got an email this morning. I'd like to read it verbatim. It's very quick, and I'd like to get your opinion on this. Came in this morning. Good morning, Vincent. I was wondering if sometime in the near future you and or one of your instructors could do a class on things your older teenage / young adult children should know. Basic things like, for home, how to replace a washer in a leaky faucet, where the main water valve is and how to shut it off, how to replace a light switch, receptacle, or fixture. For auto, how to refill the windshield washer fluid, how to change the tire, how to check air pressure in the tires, and anything else you can think of. I'm sure there are many. The impetus for such a class is that Dad is not going to be around forever, and young adults ought to know how to do these types of things. Thank you, James, in Ontario, Canada. End quote. Bert, your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't know, Vince. You know, it makes you wonder about things. What are your thoughts?
Oh, I'm certainly game for this. I'd love to do it, and any of our instructors could do it with me. Any of them, because they all know how to do these things.
Vince, we just got a message from another instructor saying his late model RAV4 shows speed limit coming from a satellite directly on his navigation screen. Seems to work perfectly going through towns, and he's doesn't limit his speed, but tells him what the limit is. And he's hoping that if it does become an option, you can turn it off. I mean, if it does become a feature, you can turn it off.
I think I know who this instructor is. Did he say don't use his name?
No. Just he owns a late model RAV4.
Yeah, I know what color it is. I know what color the passenger seat is, too. Yeah. It's been at the farm. Lou Cassidy.
Yeah. Vince, you mentioned innovation coming from the racetrack. You know that there's a Formula E electric cars that they're racing. Formula One, Formula Two. They have a Formula E, and Vince, they are making progress because the Formula E, it used to be halfway through the race, you swap your battery. They'd when you go into the pit, they pull the battery out from underneath, put in a new one. They've improved the battery, so now you can use the same battery, but you do go in for a 30-second charge. So, but everybody has to do it, so it evens out. It's called Formula E, Vince. They race around the world. They have a race. I've seen it in New York City. It's kind of fun. They race around close to the skyline, Vince. I believe it's in Brooklyn, but you can see the New York skyline where they have the race set up, and it's an interesting race, Vince. And
Bert, seriously, I know you're being serious. I know you're being serious.
Yeah.
But Joe, I've seen a video of Joe, and he's got this green Corvette. He loves it. It's a '60s model Corvette, classic antique Corvette, beautiful car. And he says he loves to go fast. That's what he says. But it has a V8 engine in it. Uses gasoline. The California government is providing up to a $7,000 cash incentive for people who buy electric vehicles, on top of the federal government providing $7,500. So $7,000 plus $7,500, that's $14,500 incentive for people to buy electric vehicles. You still can't charge them. And what is it? At least 25% of the chargers across the country don't work?
Yeah, I find that a lot. It's you just pull in and it doesn't charge.
Right.
And, you can call in and complain. You get, a bill for the fixed, it's usually a dollar or two fixed price. So you get a bill for a dollar and that's it. And they'll give you your dollar back. It doesn't help when you're trying to charge.
Do you talk to? Can you really talk to a person? I mean, because we're finding out that no matter what you call to complain about, because it doesn't work, it's broken, it's something's wrong with it, the bugs in the spaghetti, it's really hard to talk to a person.
Yeah, I have, but you know what? You don't really want to. At that point, you just want to go home. So I'll call from home the next day and complain or something like that. But they're for whatever reason, Vince, and I don't know why, they're just notoriously unreliable. I don't want to mention the brand names, but they just seem to stop working.
Did you see the video of that electric vehicle Tesla driving through water? Did you see that?
I don't think. How far did it get?
It got all the way through. It was a dip in the road. It probably went a couple hundred feet, and the people with the gas engines saying, I don't think this is a good idea. But this guy with this Tesla, I believe it was a Tesla, drove through it, and the water was, you know, bumper high, and it flew over the windshield, couldn't possibly see where he's going, impossible. And it went over the roof. I mean, this thing was, he was trying to drive it like it was a submarine, literally. And he had to be going by memory, right? Because, well, maybe he was on autopilot. But literally, the water was so deep, it was diving through the water, and the water was going over the windshield, over the hood, over the roof.
I hope he had the windows closed, Ben.
Well, the interesting thing is that a lot of the electronics and the batteries at the lowest point, because of in order to keep the car from tipping over, they have to keep the battery at the lowest point. Center of gravity is really low on an electric vehicle. But the electronics are low because in the center of the motors that drive the wheels, they're at the height of the axle, which is the center of the wheel. So, and I guess they're water resistant, but I don't think they're designed to be waterproof. I don't think they're designed to be submarines. But what we're finding is that people with these Teslas are doing things that a normal person wouldn't do. I think these people are abnormal.
I think
they're risk takers.
Pure water generally won't harm electronics. You just gotta, but it's almost impossible to find pure water. And salt water, we know, will actually cause shorts. And you know, there's many instances of where there is flooding or storms, and the salt water literally caused the Tesla or other electric vehicle to short out the batteries and catch fire. And so the last thing you want to do is get salt water. But depending on what the water is contaminated with, it's probably not a good idea.
And no,
you're not going to find purified water in any of these situations in the middle of a road.
You're not going to find purified water in a bottle of bottled water, unless it's distilled water.
Yeah.
Because the water bottled water, a lot of times, is either spring water, if you're lucky, or city gin. And it's spelled CITY space GIN, as in, it's kind of a joke, but in municipal water with chlorine and fluoride in it. But what else do you have for today?
Well, Vince, I'm looking at a chart of the average price of a used Tesla. And this, I think it'd be more accurate if they pinned it to a given model, but it just says used. So I'm assuming I haven't gone through the background of how they compute the data, but I assume it's some sort of an average, and they maybe are able to have the average be the same mix. I don't know, but Vince, it reached a peak in July of 2022, $68,000. This is a used car now, but remember, the car market was crazy, Vince, because during COVID they shut down manufacturing. There was very little demand at first, so car prices went down in the beginning of COVID. I'm looking at the graph. I mean, they went down through all of 2020, but then started going up, and Vince. Used Tesla, $68,000 July of 2022, and it has now fallen for, Vince, almost two straight years, straight down. It's now $35,000, so, you know, basically almost half. I mean, used price almost half. And it's probably going to go lower, Vince, because Hertz just announced they're going to put their EVs or a large percent of them out on auction. People do not want to rent them. So what is that going to do? We know supply and demand. They're putting cars on the market in a down market, but I guess their feeling is if we wait any longer, we'll get even less. So Vince, pretty dramatic decline. I mean, basically cut in half in year and a half, price of a used Tesla cut in half.
Bert, I know most houses in California seem to tend to be single-story houses, so there aren't many staircases. But I'm looking at this graph, and if this graph were a set of staircases, a set of stairs. It wouldn't be stairs. It would be a ladder. This is the slope that you would lean a ladder against a house. It is not quite vertical, but more like a ladder, climbing a ladder up the side of a house than climbing stairs, because stairs would be a less of a slope. This is not quite straight up, but the closest thing. This is unbelievable. And it couldn't happen to a nicer guy, you know, watching the price of his used vehicles fall like this. And, Bert, there can only be one real reason, because they're not practical. And the marketplace has figured this out. I mean, a lot. It's down over 47% in that short period. The market's figured out that this is a real bad idea. Bert, there's a new, I guess, filling station called Buc-ee's. And it's on Interstate 44 near Stratford, Missouri. I drove past it on the interstate a couple days ago. This thing has, I think, I was, you know, counting. Bam was driving in the truck, and I was counting. I think there are 80 pumps. 80. I've never seen a gas / diesel / truck stop / charging station with 80 pumps. I've never seen one. This thing is huge, and it's brand new. But it's also empty. I think there's going to be, maybe they'll be able to sell some, but I don't think they're ever going to fill up 80 slots for fueling and charging. I don't think that's possible. Any comments?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen one? 80?
No. No, that's a lot, Vince. But do they have the charging and fueling next to each other, or is it two separate sides of
Oh, I would think that, I don't know. I have, you know, I'll pull in one of these days, but just, you know, just for my own curiosity. But I would think that they keep them separate, because somebody, like the fire marshal, might have said, "Don't y'all be putting sparks near gas vapors. Don't y'all be doing that."
Yeah.
Can you imagine if they did? Yeah. I'll see if I can look it up. Maybe there's something on the internet. Maybe we can talk about that when we come back. We'll be right back. Bert's with us.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, it's hard to find information about Bucky's, but I was incorrect. It's not 80 gas pumps. It's 100. They have 100 gas pumps. At the same time, governors are saying, don't y'all be buying gas-powered vehicles and diesel. Don't y'all be doing that. 100 gas pumps. They do not have a Tesla supercharger listed at location number 62. And they don't call it Stratford. They call it Springfield, Missouri. So, Bert, if anyone wants to come, you know, toward the farm, don't expect to charge at Bucky's. Those 100 pumps, no chargers.
Yeah, and are you saying gas and diesel, or I mean, you have to have obviously separate pumps for depending on what you're pumping.
It doesn't say diesel, including diesel in that hundred. Well,
probably.
It doesn't say diesel, but it says DEF, which is diesel exhaust fluid. But it doesn't say that they sell diesel. I don't know. So I'll go visit there, you know, next time I leave the farm. It might take me a month, but the next time I head out that way, I'll take a look and I'll provide a full report.
Apparently, but, you know, there's one on South 44 in Fenton, Missouri, just outside of St. Louis.
Okay.
I'm looking
for that.
Yeah.
Okay, what's next?
Vince, it's been a quiet time, just an update for class. It's been quiet on the emissions from the sun and looking at, you know, just in a quiet period, Vince. But I mention it only because we're going toward a solar maximum and there could be some solar storms over the next year or two that could affect our power grid, our ability to, well, amongst other things, Vince, charge your electric vehicles, but more importantly, keeping the electric going in your house. So we want to keep monitoring it, but we've been in a relatively slow period for slower solar activity the last few months, Vince, but something to keep an eye on. Vince, story real quick that some of the other news picked it up, but I think we should mention it, that and this really bugs me, I'm probably a lot of the rest of the class. Apparently, the federal government's been asking banks to search the financial transactions. So I'm talking about when you write a check, when you most commonly buy something on a credit card. They're asking the banks to report on transactions when you use certain terms. And Vince, they're pretty much political terms that – people running for office as their enemy, because they're, Vince, I don't know if you saw this article, but the FBI is asking for the information, and apparently some banks voluntarily turned it off without any legal process whatsoever, without any subpoena, without anything going through a court or a judge. They just turned over all this information on, well, your or mine or people's financial transactions. I think, Vince, I think it's alarming. And this article...
It absolutely is alarming.
Yeah.
And say how I've dealt with this in the past.
Yeah, it leaked out, but it's crazy, Vince, because government doesn't have right to that information. And I could see if you're suspected of bank robbery or something, or you're a suspect in some crime, but to just ask for the information from the general public, Vince, it's crazy.
I first came to Missouri from Virginia. I met with the bank, and I asked which person there, which employee would be my personal banker, because I wanted to have one person who would pay attention to our account, and I wanted to have one person for sure know my voice. So if I wanted to do a telephone transfer from one account to another, I could do it without having to drive the 40-something mile round trip to the bank. So I made that happen. And then once I had a personal banker, I asked my personal banker when the president of the bank would be in, because I wanted to have an appointment with him. I wanted to meet him. And I met with in the conference room, I met with the president of the bank, and I said, I just want to, you know, meet you and say hello and tell you a little bit about what I do. And so you have a feel for the kind of transactions I'm going to do. And I said, so if I want to buy a tractor and it's out of state, and it's, let's say, $15,000, and I want to pay by check, I want to be able to have the seller call the bank and say, I've got Vincent Finelli here, and he's got a check with this account number, and the amount is $15,000. Is that a good check? I want you to be able to answer that and say that. But at the same time, I want to make sure that I don't get reported for the normal course of farming. I want to make sure that I'm not on a list for things that I do as a normal course of farming. And I was assured that what I'm doing is perfectly legal, above board, and does not have to be reported. But other people search or use terms like MAGA, M-A-G-A, or Trump, and those transactions are being reported. It is outrageous. So I literally put this president of the bank on notice about who I am and what I'm going to do and what I won't tolerate. Bert, thank you so much for being with us today.
You got
it. See you next week.
The Evo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.